It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
What did one of our listeners just say about Kirby potentially being a candidate?
I love the Falcons, but if they took Kirby from Georgia, I'd burn all my Falcons gear, buy a Falcons voodoo doll, sacrifice a chicken, and start a campaign to move the team to Europe. That just got sent to us. Well, that's from Sup Mega Dude.
That's intense.
So, see, Day-Day's like, you know, I was going to put that in the notes, but I thought it was so preposterous. I didn't want to waste your time. I said, no, you just watch Preposterous. Carl and I live in Preposterous.
We do.
Look. Yeah, no, I was going to ask you guys, it was going to be part of, you know, what's on my mind. Would there be a reality where the Falcons could at some point maybe try to lure Kirby Smart here? But then again, if we get the coach that we want, Kirby shouldn't even be in the discussion, right?
Now, that's true. But I will say,
Kirby should be interviewed.
I can't sit here and tell Falcon fans that we should no stone should go unturned.
Is he bringing Bobo with him?
Quiet.
No, that's unacceptable. That would be a non-starter.
We have to call and reach out to any and everybody that you feel like is a all Kirby's going to do is answer the phone and go, no, I'm not interested. Thank you guys, though. That's all he's going to do.
By the way, a lot of guys were just talking to, you know, Jarvis, or I can't, yeah, that's the first Jarvis penalty I've got. I called Oren Jarvis. But Oren said, you know, what about, you know, would you bring in Mike Bobo? And I said, no, because, you know, we've run the damn ball. Guys, by the way, just sidebar before we get to what Bryant had to say about his old boss. You know, Browns fans, you know, you said you're cool with Stefanski, right?
I am.
They say he gets pass happy.
Stefanski?
Yes. Now, again, not having watched much Cleveland other than, you know, Sunday Ticket here and there, or Red Zone, but they say that sometimes he just gets away from the run too much, which would make less than zero sense here.
Yeah, I still am okay with that, but there's a pecking order for me. And, again, it goes Harbaugh first, and then let's see where we're going. But
you know me, I want Kubiak, but, you know, if you do want him, you're going to have to wait a while because the Seahawks may go all the way.
Yeah. And by the way, that part of this, I know some people it may be a big deal. The only problem is as long as you got a deal in place and you know that's going to happen, you just don't want to get burned, right, Mike? And part of that is you can make a decision on somebody that might be available right now, some of these guys that you can sign tomorrow if you wanted to, if they're convinced that this is the place for them. But – if you're going to do that, it reminds me, as we said, as the Dan Quinn deal. For those of you who were here or maybe not, when we hired Dan Quinn, he was the defensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks. They're making their run to a Super Bowl. We couldn't bring him in and officially announce it until that was all done.
Right.
And so, you know, the rules have somewhat changed because the NFL, every year, they do a good job of tweaking these interviews and trying not to take away from the playoffs. That's the goal. They don't want this to become eight teams and a coaching frenzy, Mike.
Right, and all the distractions.
Absolutely.
Basically, everything that's degenerated in the college game with all the teams that were in possession, like Lane Kiffin's coaching staff.
So you have these windows.
Right, but Kubiak, according to what I read from the NFL, you'd have another window after the wild card. 3 days after the wild card concludes, that was Monday, if you want to have another conversation with him. For what it's worth, one last nugget, Ian O'Connor, who writes for The Athletic, retweeting Diana Russini, saying that the Giants, Falcons, and Titans are the lead for Harbaugh.
Let's go!
Well, you won't like this.
What?
Ian has the Titans tied for second with the Falcons and the Giants as the number one on his list.
Titans?
The Titans. Cam Ward, I don't think there's anything intriguing about Cam Ward. Matter of fact, Cam Ward could be, I don't know, the next Will Levis. He might not even make it that far. But anyway, that Cam Ward and the GM, Mike Borgonzi, Giants will have a slight lead. Also, the massive cap space the Titans have could be intriguing to Harbaugh.
They do. It's Harbaugh or bust for who, a Big O? For the Giants?
Yeah, for the GM.
I feel that
but
way,
But as you pointed out, Joe Shane is a putz. I would not want to do business with that guy.
Me neither.
That's our GM.
Borgonzi, by the way, well-respected general manager who's up there with the Titans. Here's my issue with what you're talking about with Cam. Like, everybody's talking about quarterbacks. You're going to Titans. That's a real mystery. Like,
right?
you and I told you guys in camp. You remember when they came for 2 days and they practiced with the Falcons? 2 days I watched Cam. I was not impressed.
Right.
And the season then played out the way it did, Mike. He had a couple of highlights here and there, but you didn't see, at least I didn't, guys, the growth that you want to see. You know, you can talk about C.J. last night and C.J. Stroud, the growth that you've seen with him, the growth with Bryce Young, the growth you've seen with Drake May. That's what you're looking for. And as the season progresses, you're going, hey, he's not making the same mistakes. I watched early in the season, and late in the year, Mike, Cam Ward was still making the same mistakes he was making earlier in the season.
Yeah, it just didn't really pass the eye test. You know, so much was made about it. Are you going to go with Shador Sanders or him? And again, Shador eventually did get on the field. That's another thing. I'd like to ask Stefanski, what the heck happened there?
Yeah.
Very strange. Some of that might have been beyond his control with the GM. That's why I bring it back to Penix Jr. You know, we're hoping that he's able to go when you need him to show he can play.
Don't say the word. Don't you dare say it.
What, fix him?
Don't say it.
He's broken?
He's not. Would you stop?
He needs improvement?
Yeah. He needs improvement, but he's not broken.
Can he play under center?
He's going to have to.
I mean, the knee thing is a thing. Like, Zach Wilson, he missed a lot of games with the Jets, but, you know, I just don't think you get the 5 years you used to get. Coaches don't get 4 years in college. I don't think first-round picks get that time anymore in the NFL.
They don't.
Look at Pickett. Steelers had a cut bait on him. They knew.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Steelers because Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, now CBS NFL analyst, stopped by the show. Because we want to get some more insight. He played for Mike Tomlin, knows the Steelers organization well, full interviews online at odyssey.com. But does he think we, the Falcons, should call Mike Tomlin and see if he might be interested?
You know, I never played for Atlanta, but, you know, I rock with you guys heavy, 92.9 the game. And because of that, you know, me living in Atlanta, I have a soft spot for the Atlanta Falcons. I do. You know, they're like one of the few teams that I cheer for in the NFC. And if I'm Arthur Blank, I hit every connection, contact that I have to get to figure out how he feels. Because if I'm off the blank, I understand you interview Harbaugh, Stefanski. I got to see what's going on with Mike Tomlin. Mm. Because if you can get Mike Tomlin to a place like Atlanta, you don't have to worry about trying to sell out the big body bins. It's going to sell out. You don't have to worry about a coach not being able to relate to the community. It's going to relate. And you don't have to worry about a coach being able to do more with less. Because let's keep it real, guys.
He did.
Every year, Mike Tomlin, not every year, I'll say the last 6-7 years with Mike Tomlin, when you look at what he had to coach in Pittsburgh, he did more with less because he had no quarterback. And I understand people will say, well, you got to look at the quarterback situation now currently in Atlanta. Well, it's kind of better than what he had over the last few years in Pittsburgh.
Now, you and I were going round and round earlier about, you know, and Steve Weiss, I was texting back and forth with him about this from NFL Network. You know, why is it, you know, first-round exits year after year? Is it beyond Mike Tomlin? And Bryant said that he was involved in the personnel department
sure. And
decisions. But the general manager, did he set him up for failure because they never had the succession plan for Roethlisberger, and that's why they're just out every year in the first round? Now, you could argue to his point, amazing to make the playoffs in one of the toughest divisions in all of sports, knowing that you just don't have all the pieces you need.
I think some of the decisions to hold on to some of the older vets
backfired.
Yes. They couldn't stop the run last night, but they couldn't stop the run all year. They were leaky all season long there. And look, one of the decisions they made, and we love him, Cam Hayward. Mike, before the season started, remember, yeah. He was like holding out. He's not going to come to camp. He's not going to play. And the Steelers did, you know, they did right by him. But he wanted more money. But when you start looking at, they went all in, but it was older guys, especially on the defensive side, that they went all in on. And so that, I think, hurt them.
Having a quarterback. I mean,
well, they went out and got Jalen Ramsey, for example, right? It's moves like that where you felt like, all right, they are going all in, but Tomlin backed all those moves.
Right.
He wanted all those guys.
And part of the reason I think, you know, Raheem lost his job because he hired the wrong guys. I mean, Matt Canada had 3 years. Now, granted, they had Justin Fields in there. There was a train wreck. Arthur Smith came in. I mean, that offense, it's criminally painful. They also had a bad losing streak this year, too. They were looking really good and got sideways. So, look, we're not as familiar with the Steelers. Steeler fans that live here are. You see a lot of folks up in Pittsburgh saying, yeah, familiarity breeds contempt. Said that to you earlier. Probably the way a lot of Ravens fans feel about Harbaugh. That you just, as good as he is, you're just not getting to the mark. I mean, 10 teams have won the Super Bowl since the Steelers won the Super Bowl. You know, that was, you got to go all the way back, Carl, and look at, you know, the level of expectations for an elite franchise like Pittsburgh. They expect more up there.
They do.
How many, unfair?
How many have won since we last won? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, like, you're right. But there are probably 3 to 5 franchises that are in that rarefied air that go into every season, and their fan base feels that way. Steelers are one of them. So we'll see what happens with Mike Tomlin.
I mean,
it's interesting, though, Mike. I'll say this. If, in fact, he wants to coach, somebody might do exactly what we've seen done around the league, and that is, hey, we'll give him some picks, whatever it's going to take to bring him in here, because they truly believe that he is a culture changer. And that's, again, I get back to this. That is what we need. I know a lot of you are just caught up in the coaching aspect and the game day, clock management stuff. It's bigger than that. And by the way, Matt's not going to be walking up and down Flowery Branch's halls with a whip, all right, like he's Indiana Jones going, hey, get in line. Culture building is more than that.
I'm actually kind of cool with that concept, if I'm
but,
honest.
But that is what we need,
right?
Because it's sustainable.
5 teams have won the Super Bowl since we blew it in Super Bowl 51. Needless to say.
Different teams.
Different teams. 4 actually different. Yeah, because you go, that was because New England won it again. So that's actually 4. Philadelphia has won it twice. Kansas City, of course, all those trips. And then the Rams in Tampa Bay. So 5. Yeah.
Because Philly beat.
Philly, remember with the Philly special beat New England.
That's right.
With Coach Peterson.
That's right.
So it is rarefied air. 10 teams have won it since. There's a third of the NFL, roughly, that has their ish together, that is perennially in that mix. And then there's teams like us that are just kind of trying to find our way in the world.
All right.
And hopefully that changes with the decisions that Matt is going to make and then Arthur will sign off on.
Hopefully it does. Hey, man, tomorrow we're back in studio. Want to remind you, speaking of the playoffs, we got you covered this weekend. Make sure you join us Saturday, 3:30 on our sister station, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Sunday, 2 o'clock, right here on 92.9 The Game. Live play-by-play coverage, playoff football, guys. We've got you covered. It's brought to you by our friends at Trajan Wealth, your local trusted fiduciary advisors, and Window Nation. Buy 4, get 4. That's buy 4, get 4 free. NFL playoff action right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta's home of the NFL on Westwood 1. All right, Turtles got a full show, and then we got Hawks tonight. Big win. Big potential win for them tonight. It'll be 4 in a row. Am I right? 4 in a row on this road trip, and then they play Portland tomorrow. Tips tonight at 10:30, so we'll be talking about that tomorrow as well, and plenty more on the Falcons, so make sure you're here tomorrow at 2. All right, Big O, we got to get out of the way, man, and clear our throat!
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for...
Let me clear my throat!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Great job, Day-Day, behind the scenes, executive producer, and of course, Big O, our engineer. And thanks to you guys. It's an exciting time, man.
Right.
It really is. I mean, this is really cool. It's unfortunate, Mike, people have to lose their jobs, but this is the way of things, especially in the NFL.
Right.
And for us, this is a new start. And today, Matt Ryan gave us that start with the presser. Hey, man, Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, another big name coming back to the PGA Tour.
Who?
Well, not Bryson DeChambeau. Not Phil Mickelson.
Who?
Not John Rahm. Pat Perez. Well, they said he could come back. The PGA, if you missed it yesterday, they basically put out an open letter saying, we want you back. Well, not you, but you. They want DeChambeau back. They want Rahm back. Brooks Koepka took the bait. Won't make as much money on the back end as far as that extra value for being a name and bringing more TV viewers to the PGA Tour. But they really want to get DeChambeau back. The question now is, DeChambeau going to ask LIV Golf in Saudi Arabia for $500 million to stay?
Could he?
Yes, he could.
Matt Ryan, welcome home. You never left. We know you lived here, even though you weren't on our TV screens or down in Mercedes-Benz visibly every single week over the last few years since you retired. But who's...
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Says you can't get back and come home again. Although your role is different, we are trusting you with the biggest decisions, I think, in our franchise's history in the last decade. Get it right, you set us up for Super Bowl runs. Get it wrong, well, we'll be all blaming you, Matt. That's just the facts. Hey, if you love the show...
You tell your friends!
You don't!
You're a triggered Georgia fan. Stop mentioning Kirby and the Falcons!
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.